We talk cross country. Scott City Boys League champs. Girls were third last week at the Great West Activity Conference meet down at Hugoton, and now they turn their attention to regionals up at Goodland coming up here on Saturday. So turn around for them, and another familiar course for them, and one that's familiar with all the courses in Western Kansas and familiar being on the show, a junior Dylan Dove. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, being part of a league championship there on Thursday there, and you guys ran a pretty good race. And how did you feel like you ran at that course down in Hugoton?
I felt like I went pretty fast and just did good.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been one of those seasons where did you feel like maybe things weren't where you wanted to be early and now they're starting to kind of get there?
Yeah.
What's been maybe the change here over the last few weeks for you?
Just trying to keep up with the front guys and try to pick a pack and just stick with them.
Yeah, you've definitely, last few weeks, it's been different weather. You know, 2 weeks ago, lake, and that was cold. And last week, it was a little bit warmer. And now it's going to be probably about the 60s, 70s when you run at Goodland on Saturday. So what type of environment, weather, do you prefer running in?
Probably 60s, 70s. I don't like it too cold like laking usually. But yeah, I'd rather prefer that than 100.
Yeah, I mean 100 is just a little too far up there, isn't it? But yeah, no. What's been your favorite meet so far this year?
Probably Hugoton. It's not too hilly, and it's just kind of a fast-paced meet.
All right, and you know, you guys are, of course, team-wise, looking to try to get to state here. And what goal you have in mind on Saturday?
Get first as a team, maybe in 18:30.
Yeah, you're kind of right around that time frame, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's work out for you. You got to save the best for last there. And I know you guys, the ultimate goal is to run at Rimrock Farm again, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, hopefully that works out for you, Dylan. And you've had a great season so far. And thanks again for joining me here. And good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Dylan Duff, we'll have our third freshman of the evening here, and it's Bella Trout here joining us here, and we'll let her get the headset on here, and she's had a really good season. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing really good.
Well, good, and you know, last week you earned all the league honors there, pretty good finish for you last week, and man, you really kicked it in the last couple weeks. What's been really the difference for you?
The cooling down of the weather has been a major difference. It's helped a lot.
Did you like running in that 40-degree stuff?
Absolutely.
All right. It made you run faster to get warmed up after, huh?
Yeah, it did.
But, you know, last week you were back down at Hugoton for the league, and your finish was a pretty good one as well. And was that your best time of the year?
No, Lakin was my best time, which was the meet before that.
All right. But how did you feel like maybe you ran that Hugoton course compared to your first time there?
I think I ran it smarter. Mm-hmm. I went harder at the end than I did at the beginning, and I was able to have a faster finish and not get passed at the end.
All right. And is that something you've kind of learned along the way? You don't want to be that one to get passed when you get close to the finish line?
Absolutely.
All right. But can you believe you're at a regional time already?
No way. I cannot believe it.
I mean, this season's gone fast here, but you've had a pretty good year here this year, and you go to Goodland on Saturday, and it's going to be a little cooler from the first time you were there this year, of course. taking a look at Goodland's, what do you remember about running that course, and what are some maybe things you're going to try to do to improve on that?
It's quite hilly, and if you don't take the downhills fast, then you're not going to get a great time. So I'm going to really push it down on the downhills and try to pass girls there.
And you think, you know, you run fast downhill, does that carry your momentum going uphill?
Sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
Not exactly. Sometimes.
But you just never know, right?
No, you never know.
You know, it's going to be a pretty, it'll be a tough meet for the girls, especially there. That's a pretty tough regional. But what's the biggest takeaway you want to get out of the weekend?
I just want to do my absolute best, and I hope that my team can, like, do very, very well.
All right, and how fun has this season been for you?
It's been a blast.
Good, good. Well, hopefully you get an opportunity to have a good Saturday again and hopefully qualify for state. Bella Trout, freshman, joining us here. And thanks again. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Bella Trout here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We get assistant coach Emily Mulligan here on the headset here as they get ready for regionals coming up here Saturday. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. Well, a big day for your team on Thursday last week. The boys league champs there, and for a fourth straight year, that's pretty tough accomplishment with the, as deep as the field is for the boys and the girls. That's a pretty tough field, and your girls came in third place. But overall, I think it was a really good day overall for both the boys and girls programs.
It was a great day for both of them. We were really proud of how hard they went out and ran, and we were impressed with the times. We had a couple PRs. We had multiple all-league runners, and it was just a great meet.
Yeah, looking on the boys' side, I know it's been kind of fun watching how they progress throughout this season. And, you know, you always want them to kind of tighten that pack up, but they're getting faster while they're tightening that pack up.
They are. And it's been fun to see. We, like, Coach and I talk all the time about how you want to peak at the right time of the season, and I truly believe that our boys' team is peaking now, and I think they're just going to get better and better as we hopefully head to state after this weekend.
And you know, it's pretty competitive there at league. You guys seen Holcomb at every meet this year, and, you know, that's been a fun battle to go back and forth. But, I mean, you got to feel pretty good that you guys have – the boys have beaten them two of the last three meets.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of where we've caught our edge on them is just the depth of our varsity team. They have a few good runners that are really fast, but overall, like, our varsity team has just created this depth all the way through that we can really narrow out other teams in terms of our fourth, fifth, and sixth runners.
What was impressive about that more than anything else is if the JV would have been counted as a varsity meet, they would have been third place team in the
league. I know. I think that just says how much depth we have in our boys team all the way across because, you know, it's really competitive and the varsity has, they've fought for their spots and man, those JV guys, they've worked really hard too to just stay up with them and it's shown at GWAC getting third as JV if it would have counted.
Yeah, right.
Pretty impressive.
Darn it. But no, that's always good to see there. You got that next person up mentality that's able to help out the girls. I know a couple of times have been battling some injuries this year, but you know, you guys they've been warriors out there this year.
They have, and we've battled multiple different health issues on our girls team, but you know, we saw Brindley kind of have her come back last week, and I think she's ready to roll for regionals, so it's going to be fun to see what they can go out and do this weekend, and hopefully we'll have a full healthy team and able to kind of give it the best shot we got.
And it's been exciting to watch them as well, and just the your rookies, your newcomers out there, they're really starting to kind of figure things out here at the right time.
Yeah, and it's a big mental game, and I think they're figuring out how to run smart, and I think that's a big part of it, and I think it's going to pay off come regionals this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday you go back up to Goodland. Second time you guys been there, and it's like mentioned at Bella, it's going to be a little cooler there from the first time.
Cooler weather, experience on the course. I think both of those combinations set us up for a good meet.
Man, the boys' field is pretty deep as well, but the girls' field, it looks pretty loaded there.
Yeah, it's a really loaded side on the girls. I would say on the boys' side, our main competition is really Holcomb, but on the girls' side, you know, we have Cimarron, Norton, Southwestern Heights. Those are all really loaded teams, and it's a really tough field out there.
But, you know, I mean, in years past, you know, if you do have success there as a team there, you got a pretty good chance to do some good things at state.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll see what we can do. It's now or never. So got to go out and run your hardest and just see what we can do.
Absolutely. It should be fun. It's always fun this time of year.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Once again, assistant coach Emily Mulligan joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware, 3A regional cross country on Saturday at Goodland for Scott City. Looking forward to going up there to watch him run there. And thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you guys.
Yes, thank you.